Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Man, do we have a great sports weekend. We got a lot to talk about on the show today. We got a loaded Major League Baseball card. We'll dive into some of our favorite bets for the day. Peter Apple going to join us here in moments, get some of his thoughts on Major League Baseball as well. We got two NBA play-in games tonight. We got the playoffs, the quarterfinals starting over the weekend. We will dive in to all of that. Jake Hassan going to join us later on in the show. Shane Jackson going to join us, and we'll get you caught up in what's going on in the second round of the RBC Heritage out in Hilton Head. We'll look at some more two balls that we like coming up later on today. And we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on YouTube, on X, on Twitch, and we'll get to your questions over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show as well over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Peter Apple, who joins us every other week here on Send It In. Always great having Peter on the show. Give Peter a follow on X at PeterApple23, co-founder of Just Baseball. Peter, always great having y'all, man. We got a great baseball slate today. And I want to start with the early game that we have out in Wrigley between the D-backs and the Cubs. And it's always fun when we see a total of 11.5 because we know that the wind is blowing out, and it is today. They're calling for like 20, 25 mile per hour winds. When you get these crazy wind games, Peter, out in Chicago, do you like to usually stay away? Does it depend on the pitching matchup? Like, how do you attack these games out in Wrigley when you get these extreme winds?
Yeah, everybody wants to jump on this game, and for good reason, right? It's 2:20 on a Friday. You want something to sweat out. It's super, super fun. But here's the thing. The books know that, and they price everything in. So rarely are you getting any value on a game, especially early on in the afternoon. Right, if this was stashed in a 7 p.m. slate or something like that, not a standalone game, maybe we've been having a different discussion. But you scroll through social media, every single person is loading up their home run parlays. They're taking the over. They're taking this and that. Me personally, I just stay away. Now, do I like the over? I think runs are going to be scored. The winds are blowing out 20 miles an hour. Of course I like the over, but I'm not going to touch it, especially at now 11.5 when the opener was close to 9. One bet that I was looking at that my model showed a little bit of value on, Corbin Burns under 5.5 strikeouts. So if you like the over, you like runs, the Cubs offense is fantastic at not striking out. That's something that was showing a little bit of value, but I modeled it out, went over every prop, total, money line, found absolutely nothing. Actually, a little bit of value on the under, but I'm not going to take it. Only one showing a little bit of value, Corbin Burns under 5.5 strikeouts.
Should be a great series. What a start for the Cubs to their season. They played the Padres a couple times. They got the Dodgers a couple times. Now they get the D-backs a couple times. Crazy. They're going through the NL West. Speaking of the NL West, Peter, we got the Dodgers taking on Texas this weekend. Very well could be a World Series preview with these two teams. At this point in the season, Do you feel that way? Is it Texas and LA, or are there a couple other teams that you like?
I'm just not sold on the Texas Rangers. They, you know, they've been winning a couple of games against the Angels when those bats have really, really slowed down. And I'll also talk about that when I get to my best bet later on in the segment. But the Rangers, just there's something about them that they don't really impress me right now. It's a big boomer bust team. And I think one of the bigger boomer bust players on their team, which could lead them eventually to a World Series, is Jacob DeGrom. I'm a little bit worried about DeGrom right now, though. Looked great against the Red Sox, right? 5 shutout outings. First start was hitting 98 miles an hour. Not the quite 101 that we're used to, but it's okay, right? It's still Jacob DeGrom, pinpoint command. Last 2 starts, he's only sitting around 95, 96 miles an hour. And the walks, which are normally never there for DeGrom, because we know about Jacob DeGrom, velo, strikeouts, we love all of that. But the best part about DeGrom, in my opinion, is pinpoint command. The command hasn't been there, and the fastball isn't quite the same. So if I'm looking at this matchup today, Yamamoto has been unbelievable. And there's always going to be a little bit of a tax betting on the Dodgers, but there's also a tax betting on Jacob DeGrom. So I would actually lean towards the Dodgers' way in terms of just this game today. And if we're talking about World Series, yes, the Dodgers have to be considered among, you know, the best in baseball, clearly. You don't need me to explain to you how great the Dodgers are. But the Rangers, I'm not really sold yet. But at the same time, I'm not sold on any team in the American League. I can make a pitch for the Red Sox. Yankees? Anyone in the Central? Not really. Astros? No. Mariners? No. It's so wide open. So I guess the Rangers could get there just because the rest of the American League just isn't that good.
I'm with you, man. The AL is so wide open. As you can see on BetMGM, Yankees still the clear favorite, plus 340. Texas right behind them at plus 650. Peter, I do want to ask you, I was looking at BetMGM. There was a really interesting bet that I saw. Dodgers, as you said, I mean, they're the favorites, obviously, to win the National League, to win the World Series. But their division has been on a heater so far to start the season. 4 really good teams. The Padres being one of them. They're 17-1 to lead Major League Baseball in regular season wins this year. We know they're not afraid of the Dodgers. They sell out every home game in San Diego. Their lineup's terrific. The top end of their rotation, their bullpen's very good. 17-1, that's a good price. Do you think it's worth taking the Padres to lead baseball in wins this year and outpace the Dodgers?
I actually do. I think that is good value. It would just be, you know, a very small wager because the Dodgers likely win this category. Mm-hmm. But I don't even mind looking at the D-backs and the Giants as well. I think the best record in baseball is going to come out of this division. And if it's not the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks are on such a roll. They are such a good team. The Giants, we can't remember, they won 107 games in Buster Posey's last season. Now he's at the head of the helm as the GM, and he made all these great moves, and the Giants look reinvigorated. The offense is good, but the starting pitching is even better, and the bullpen is elite too. So the Padres have gotten off to the best start so far, but I think the Giants are going to be competing with them and the Diamondbacks. So I would look at all three of those teams in terms of best record in baseball. But again, I would make them small because, of course, you got the Dodgers.
100%. I like it. That NL West division is going to be fun to watch throughout the rest of the season. We're talking with Peter Apple here on Send It In. The Giants are part of your best bet today, Peter, on the MLB card in that Giants-Angels game, the nightcap on today's slate. What play do you like?
Absolutely. So I like the Giants versus the Angels under 8 runs. Now, you might be a little bit afraid of that because the Giants are MLB's best team to the over so far this season at 14-5, including 11-2 to the over on the road. And the Angels are an over team as well, going 10-8 to the under. But I am not buying it, especially in this matchup. There's a little bit of travel on both sides. Giants flying from Philly over to LA. Angels flying from Texas over to LA again. So it was a little bit of a travel, but even if there wasn't any travel, I would still like the under because Logan Webb's numbers against the current Angels roster are unbelievable. They're only hitting about 175 with a 37% strikeout rate, and the average launch angle against Logan Webb for the Angels bats today, negative 12.8 degrees. That is outrageous. That means it's typically soft contact on the ground, and then the Giants' bullpen is fully rested. On the other side, the Giants have been a huge over team. They're killing right-handed pitching. We saw that series against Philly. They put up 10 runs in 2 games. But the games against those lefties, though, they only put up 4. And against Christopher Sanchez, they set the MLB record in the pitch tracking era for whiffs against a changeup from Christopher Sanchez. What does Tyler Anderson throw? a lot of changeups. Giants only ranked 22nd in batting average against lefties this year, so the offense really isn't coming from that side of the plate. So I think that while both of these teams have been spiraling over the total, I don't see it today. Give me the under 8 runs in Giants Angels.
All right, I love it. Take under 8 there in Angels Giants. Peter, before we let you go, want to get your thought on some big picture futures, whether it be MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year. Aaron Judge obviously off to an insane start in the American League. Get some good numbers there. Skeens amongst the favorites, as he will be all season in NL Cy Young. Anything that catches your eye in any of those markets?
Tyler Soderstrom to win the MVP is starting to catch my eye. So, to win the MVP, your team has to probably be in playoff contention. And that's why the odds are still out of whack for a guy who leads Major League Baseball in home runs. But you look at Tyler Soderstrom, and this is not a guy just kind of off to a good start, and who really knows if he's going to continue. The underlying batted ball metrics are incredible. The swing is incredible. Every AB I watch is fantastic. This is a guy who was drafted really high in the draft, came up as a catcher, switched over to first base, has just been destroying baseballs. So there is definitely a path to him being one of the best hitters in the league. The thing is, the odds are still low because the books don't anticipate the A's really competing. But the A's have a really talented lineup. They're about to call up Nick Kurtz. They have a solid starting rotation. They have a back-end bullpen led by Mason Miller, but a couple of younger arms are stepping up there. If the A's are relatively in contention and Tyler Soderstrom can continue to hit at this rate, which I think he can, I don't think it's crazy to see him hit 40 home runs this year. I think he's a decent look for MVP in the American League at really, really long odds right now.
Oh, I like that. I might be taking a sprinkle of that after the show. Great stuff as always. Peter Apple joining us here on Send It In. Make sure you guys are following Peter on X at PeterApple23, co-founder of Just Baseball. Peter, always great having you all, man. Looking forward to do it soon. Enjoy your weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Good luck, everybody.
All right, great stuff there from Peter, guys. Let's continue talking baseball here on Send It In, as we will start with that D-backs and Cubs game that we have out Wrigley. Again, the total is 11.5. Crazy total because the wind is insane out in Chicago today. They're calling for 20-25 mile per hour gusts blowing out. So, like Peter said, everybody's loading up on their home run parlays. Should be a lot of runs scored today. I'm staying away, though, because, again, it is a standalone game for everything that Peter was saying. The books know that everybody's going to be betting everything correlated with the over because of the wind. That's a stay away. Honestly, if anything, probably look at the under today at 11.5. Then we have the Guardians today taking on the Pirates out in Pittsburgh. Luis Ortiz going up against Carmen Malinsky for the Pirates. I'm going to go with the under 8.5 in this game. Was watching that Guardians Orioles series. The Guardians lineup right now isn't hitting all that great. We know the Pirates have one of the worst lineups in baseball as well, so I'll go under 8.5 in that game. Give me Cole Reagans in Kansas City today on the money line at minus 145 against the Tigers. Reagans on the bump. The Tigers right now leading the AL Central. They're the better team. Think a lot of people might be enticed by taking them as a home underdog. I would not caution doing that. I would caution against that, I should say. I like the Royals on the money line at minus 145. Give me the first five under today, under four runs, the first five in Phillies and Marlins between Sandy Alcantara and Zach Wheeler. Obviously, a very good pitching matchup. I think first couple times through the order, both of these guys are going to dominate, going to be a low-scoring game. Maybe you see some runs in the later innings, so I don't want to take the full under. I like the first five under, though, at four runs. Reds and Orioles today out in Baltimore. Total is 9. Two left-handers on the mound, Cade Povich and Andrew Abbott. So here's what you do if you're going to bet this game. I am waiting to see what the Orioles lineup card is going to be when it gets announced here in about an hour. The Orioles manager, Brandon Hyde, whenever the O's face an opposing left-handed pitcher, he loves going with a heavy right-handed lineup. That means Ramon Laureano, Jorge Mateo, Gary Sanchez, all of these guys are going to play, and Jackson Holliday, Ryan O'Hearn, Heston Kerstad are all going to sit. Those are three of the better Oriole hitters that are getting sat for guys that are like a combined 4 for 60 this season. But Brandon Hyde is going to Brandon Hyde. So if you see the lineup card and the Orioles have the heavy right-handed lineup, then bet the Reds today on the money line at plus 135. Then we got the Yankees taking on the Rays today out in Tampa. The Rays was just a killer yesterday. They stranded the bases loaded three times, and when they did that in the first five innings, you knew it just wasn't going to be their night. Carlos Rodon is on the mound today for the Yankees, and I do think the Yankees are going to win tonight, so I like the Yanks at minus 120. Blue Jays and Mariners out in Toronto tonight. I'm going to stay away from that game. Red Sox and White Sox, the Battle of the Sox out in Boston. These teams met about a week ago, and it was a low-scoring series for Boston, especially in a couple of those games, so I like the under 9.5 in Red Sox and White Sox today. Marlins and Mets and Cardinals out in Citi Field. Give me the Mets on the run line. Miles Michaelis, the starter today for St. Louis, has faced this Mets lineup a ton, and they have very good history against them. I think the Mets win today by two or more runs, so I like them on the run line at plus 125. No play for me in Braves and Twins today. Dodgers and Rangers, what a great series this is going to be. I agree with Peter. I think there's some good value on the Dodgers today at minus 135. Heavyweight pitching matchup with Yamamoto and DeGrom. But as Peter mentioned, Yamamoto's been awesome. Why DeGrom, who's obviously been dealing with injuries the last three or four years, not quite Jacob DeGrom-like. You got to pay a tax on both of these teams, but I think there's value on the Dodgers, minus 135. Athletics and Brewers, I think this is good plus money on the A's at the plus 140. Freddy Peralta hasn't been all that great this year for Milwaukee, so give me the Athletics at plus 140. Houston, I like them, minus 145 at home. You got the team with the best record in baseball, the San Diego Padres, going up against the team who's in last place in the AL West and the Astros, and yet the Astros are favored. Give me Houston to win the game. Nats and Rockies tonight out in Denver with a total of 8.5 at Coors Field, and that's because they're calling for some snow. It's going to be cold. It's going to be nasty. You got Mackenzie Gore going for the Nats, who's their best pitcher, against Chase Dolander, who is the Rockies' up-and-coming star pitcher. I like the under today, 8.5. And then Giants Angels, Peter gave out under 8. I'm going to tail him on that one with Logan Webb and Tyler Anderson. All right, let's talk some golf here on Send It In, getting to some of these two balls that we have in the afternoon. Russell Henley and Tom Hoagie just teed off moments ago. I would still get Tom Hoagie at the plus price if he can, plus 135. Hoagie shot a 1-under yesterday. Henley shot a 7-under. So Hoagie's has to be in more of a chase mode than Russell Henley today. Conditions are going to get a little bit tougher in the afternoon. Wind's starting to pick up. So Henley, I think, is going to play a more steady round today. Probably shoot like a 1-under, 2-under round. I think because Hoagie's got to be more aggressive, there's a chance that he shoots a little bit of a lower score. So we'll go with Tom Hoagie at the plus 135. Then we got Tommy Fleetwood against Sungjae Im today. Tommy is minus 125, and that is who I would roll with today. This course really is tailor-made for Tommy Fleetwood. He's a guy who doesn't hit it long off the tee, and you don't need to be long at this course, and accuracy is what his game is all about. He's accurate off the tee. He's accurate with his irons. He's got a good short game. All things that we're looking for this week and at this course. So I like Tommy Fleetwood at minus 125. Then we got Scottie Scheffler going up against Victor Hovland. I mean, Scottie shot a ho-hum 7-under yesterday. Didn't even break a sweat. Looked awesome. I would expect him to have another great round today. So use Scottie in like a parlay, minus 220 against Victor Hovland. Then we got Justin Thomas going up against Corey Connors today. How about JT with a 61 yesterday? Shot a 10-under. Going up against Corey Connors, who shot a 1-under yesterday. So JT, who was just on fire with his putter yesterday, shot an unbelievable round. Can he back it up today and shoot like a 4 or 5 under? I don't know if he can. Corey Connors shot a 1-under yesterday. Again, just like Tom Hoagie, Connors is going to be in chase mode. So I like Corey Connors in that two ball at minus 105. Give me Shane Lowry minus 125 against Jordan Spieth today. Spieth has good course history here at the RBC, but this course is better suited for Shane Lowry. He's in much better form right now. Lowry shot a 3-under yesterday. Spieth shot a 4-under. I like coming back with Lowry today at minus 125. JJ Spahn, a guy who we had to finish in the top 20, got off to a nice start yesterday at 5-under. Going up against Lucas Glover today in his two ball, I would go with JJ Spahn. Again, outside of Morikawa, there hasn't been a better golfer on tour this year in strokes gained approach to the green. I like JJ Spahn minus 118. And then Daniel Berger, Gary Woodland, wrap it up at 2:10 p.m. Eastern time. That two-ball pairing could go either way. I'm staying away, although Woodland at the plus 135 would probably be the way that I go. I think that might be a touch too high, but ultimately no play for me in that one. All right, let's check in with our guy, Shane Jackson, now here on Send It In. BetMGM web content writer, Make sure you guys are following Shane on X at by Shane Jackson. Shane, it's great having you on, man. We got the NBA playoffs that are starting tomorrow with the quarterfinal round, but we do have two play-in games tonight with the Heat and the Hawks and the Grizzlies and the Mavericks. Want to get your thoughts on both of those games. Let's start with the Eastern Conference play-in. What do you like in Hawks and Heat tonight?
Yeah, I just play it straight up. I would take the Hawks money line, fade the idea that a number 10 seed is going to make the playoffs because it hasn't happened yet since the existence of the play-in tournament. In the previous two occasions that a 10 seed has made it to Friday, they've lost by double digits in both games. It's just hard to win a single elimination game on the road twice in 1 week. The market is really on the Heat tonight, but they were on the Bulls last time. I think they're falling a little bit for the outlier shooting performance. And I like Dyson Daniels' chance to, you know, lock up Tyler Hero. So, yeah, I'm on the Hawks tonight.
All right, I'm with you. I like the Hawks as well. What about the other game, Shane? Mavericks and Grizzlies. The Mavericks also, as a 10 seed, looking to advance. Do you like them plus the points tonight?
Yeah, I'd be tempted just to take the Hawks and the Grizzlies parlay and call it a night. Get plus money odds on both and just fade the idea of a 10 seed making it in. Although, if you did make me pick, a prop perspective, I'd be interested in Brandon Williams' props on the Dallas Mavericks. Right now, BetMGM doesn't have a line. But Williams, you know, he played 18 minutes in that game against the Kings. He brings that half-court creation that the Mavs desperately need as a second-year guard out of Arizona. And I think the line could be around 7.5. He's scored in double figures in 6 of the last 7 games. So if that line is around 7.5, that would be an over for me.
All right, very good. Shane, let's look ahead to the games we got upcoming tomorrow and on Sunday as well. We got a bunch of spreads already out for some of these game ones. Anything that caught your eye, spread or total, that you're going to be betting this weekend?
Yeah, I like the Knicks first half spread -3.5, and then the over in the Timberwolves-Lakers game at 215.5 would play it up to 216.5 as well. I don't really understand the idea of the Pistons pushing the Knicks in this series. I think New York has struggled against the elite teams, but they've done a good job against the inferior teams. And that's what the Pistons are, playing on the biggest stage that they ever have. And I think New York, who plays really well in the first half, they have a +6 net rating in the first half. That mark jumps up to +9.9 when playing at home. I expect them to set the tone against a young Pistons squad. So I would play that -3.5 in the first half. And as for the Wolves and the Lakers, I think both of these teams have offensive answers. The four regular season matchups all finished under the closing total, but the last closing total was 229.5. So we're getting more than a 10-point drop-off from the last time these two teams faced off. I just think they have offensive answers on both sides. The Wolves, they can lean into Anthony Edwards and their size, and the Lakers have two of the best chess players in the sport, and I expect them to attack Mike Conley and put those big men in space on the perimeter. So I like the points early in this one before adjustments are made in the series.
All right, I like it. Looking at some of these series, Shane, any series prices that you have bet so far in any of the first round matchups?
Yeah, the one that I like that's still out is the Rockets series money line, and specifically Rockets to win game one and the series at +280, because I think the Rockets do have to hold serve to have a chance to win this series. But this is really a numbers play for me because I do believe the Warriors should be slight favorites, but the market wanted to bet the Warriors. That's why you're getting such a good price on the Rockets. And I do think Houston has a lot of advantages in this matchup. First of all, they're way more athletic over an older Golden State team, especially with Jonathan Kuminga now out of the rotation in these last couple of games and these must-win games for the Warriors. I just think the Rockets have so much more athleticism. I also think this is maybe the best collection of defensive talent that Steph Curry has ever faced in a playoff series, obviously led by Amon Thompson, who held him to 3 points in the last meeting. Obviously I don't expect him to hold him to 3 points again, but I mean, having a number of answers for Steph could be very helpful for the Rockets. And I also think the Rockets just have this shot volume edge over the Warriors. They can really dominate the glass, and they can dominate the turnovers. I think they average about 5.5 more shots than their opponent this season. Obviously, the Rockets have to make shots to actually win this series, which is a big ask for this Rockets team. But the Warriors have kind of been going for it the last couple months to get out of the play-in picture, and I think there's a chance they're running on fumes in this one. So the later the series goes, the more I like the Rockets' chances. So they have to hold serve at home here in this first game specifically, and then if it gets too late in the series, I would like the Rockets' chances when there's only a day between games.
Yeah, that's probably the series I'm most excited to watch in the first round. Should be really, really good. Shane, in about 30 seconds or so, have you placed any futures on the West or the Eastern side, whether it is to just win the conference, win the NBA Finals, any futures for you in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I would look towards the conference finals MVP market, and I actually took, you know, 12-1 on Luka, 25-1 on LeBron, and 25-1 on Anthony Edwards. I just think that's a better way to play this, because I think the Wolves-Lakers winner is going to the conference finals, and at that point you have a hedge opportunity if they have a matchup that you don't necessarily like. But I'm fading the Rockets-Warriors matchup, and I'm in on the Wolves-Lakers winner reaching the conference finals.
All right, I like it. Good angle, good way to attack the Western Conference playoff series and futures market as well. Our guy Shane Jackson joining us here every Friday. Give him a follow on X, at by Shane Jackson. Check out his work as well. Does a great job, BetMGM web content writer. Shane, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the games this weekend, man. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Real quick before we talk some NBA, B Mills, I see you in the chat. Peach, part of the card today. How do you like Mets team total over 4.5? Nats money line if they play. And then I'll go against Peter. I'll take the Giants team total over 4.5 because of the weather conditions. Yeah, the Giants play. B Mills be the only one that concerns me. Do love the Mets team total tonight again. Great history against Miles Michaelis. And then if the Nats do play with Gore on the mound, I do think they take care of business. PJ, this BetMGM 20% home run boost token, who would you recommend that might go yard today? It's a good question, Reed. Probably, again, the Cubs and D-backs game has the highest total, so you might be in a good spot there. Look at Kyle Tucker, probably somebody off that Cubs lineup. I do think that Reds and Orioles game, though, could be high scoring today. Maybe looking at like an Ellie De La Cruz as well, I think is a good option. All right, let's talk some basketball now real quick before we get into our guy, Jake Hassan. We got play-in game tonight in the Western Conference between the Grizzlies and the Mavs. I do like Dallas plus the points. I think this is too many. I think Dallas keeps it within the number. I think they got a great chance of winning outright. So I like Dallas plus the points. A couple of props that I have my eye on. Anthony Davis over 28.5 points, and also Jaren Jackson Jr. under 5.5 rebounds. The Anthony Davis, I think he goes for 30 or more tonight. He took 23 shots against Sacramento, and keep in mind, they were pretty much blowing out the Kings in the second half, so they really didn't need his scoring, but he was really aggressive early in the game, trying to set the tone. I think he does the same thing tonight, trying to get Edie and Jaren Jackson Jr. in foul trouble. And then I'll take under 5.5 boards for Jaren Jackson Jr. He's gone under this in 4 of his last 6 games, and again, Grizzlies are going up against a really tall, athletic team in Dallas who can rotate in Davis and Lively and Gafford. So I'll go under rebounds for Jaren Jackson Jr. Real quick, some first-round series prices that I like. Give me the Lakers minus 1.5 at plus 120 against the Timberwolves. I think the Lakers win that series in 5 or 6 games. Just a bad matchup for Minnesota. LeBron and Luka, I think, are going to have their way in that series. So I like the Lakers minus 1.5 games at plus 120. Give me the Nuggets at plus 105 against the Clippers. I have not heard one person that likes the Nuggets in that series against LA. Are we really going to do this again with the Clippers? Are we really going to get our hopes up? Are we really going to get excited because of the way that they're playing and the way that Kawhi looks? We've been here so many times before. I will not trust the Clippers ever. So give me the Nuggets at plus 105. And then Rockets-Warriors, I mean, that's going to be an awesome series. It really will be. I think that series goes 6 or 7 games. So if you can get over 5.5 games for a good price, or maybe even over 6.5 games at plus money, I think that's the way I would attack Rockets and Warriors. All right, real quick, let's check in with our guy, Jake Hassan, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch coming up here in about 3 minutes, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time on the BetMGM Network. Jake, let's talk about this Rangers and Dodgers series. You think we got a World Series preview out in Texas this weekend?
Whew, I think we definitely have one World Series team in Texas there, and they look awesome. Even in their pitching is starting to figure it out. Kumar Rocker looked great last night. I don't think Jacob deGrom is going to be what he's been the last couple of starts forever. I think he'll figure it out eventually. So I think Texas will definitely be there. I've been riding with them for a while. I'm not going to say yes on the Dodgers because that's no fun, and I like fun. But, yeah, I mean, there's a pretty good probability that they'll be there.
Yeah, probably will be. Jake, we got some extreme weather games today. I want a would-you-rather out of you, okay? Would you rather bet the over in Wrigley today with the wind going crazy and the total 11.5, or would you rather take the under at Coors Field at 8.5? It looks like they're calling for some snow in Denver. Real quick, over at Wrigley or under at Coors today?
over at Wrigley. I mean, with that offense with Arizona and the Cubs offense, how they've been playing, I'm never going to take an under in Coors, PJ.
It's totally fair. Totally fair. Jake, in about 10 seconds, tell us what you got coming up on the show real quick in about 2 minutes.
Full MLB card, full college card, and we're going to dive into AL Rookie of the Year and the bet that I texted you about yesterday, PJ.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. All right, guys, less than 2 minutes, bet slips and bat flips. Make sure you stick around with that with our guy, Jake Hassan. Jake, have a great show, pal.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, bud. All right, guys, PJ's plays wrapping up the show real quick here on Send It In. Juan Soto is going to be our play today in going streaking. He's 7-for-21 against Miles Michaelis in his career. Really does well in this matchup. I know Soto's been off to a little bit of a slow start, but I think he gets us a base hit today. Prop lock, Anthony Davis over 28.5 points. I think he's going for at least 30 tonight. Good matchup for him, and I expect him to be extremely aggressive, so over points for AD. Give me Dallas is my dog of the day against Memphis. Think 6.5 is too many points, especially with Ja Morant as a game time decision. And then I love Atlanta tonight on the money line against the Miami Heat. I think everybody who bet against the Heat against Chicago is kicking themselves and are going to make sure they don't do it tonight. That game was more about the Bulls than it was about Miami. Give me the Hawks on the money line. Thanks again to Peter Apple, Shane Jackson, Jake Hassan for joining us today on the show. Have a great weekend, you guys. We'll see you on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.